Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden will deliver remarks today on the Affordable Care Act. This comes as the U.S. Supreme Court has heard the latest challenge to the health law. Biden will defend it and discuss his support for widening the ACA to include a public option that would let more people purchase government-sponsored health insurance. As president-elect, Biden should start receiving daily intelligence briefings similar to the one that's presented to President Trump. But so far, this has not happened. NPR's Greg Myrie explains why.
This tradition of providing intelligence briefings to the president-elect dates back more than half a century, according to David Priest, a former CIA officer.
We've had the solid tradition since the 1960s, when the president's daily brief was first created, that the sitting president has offered it to the incoming president.
But President Trump has not accepted the election results, and his administration has not yet authorized Biden and his team to start receiving government resources. This covers everything from office space, desks, and computers to intelligence briefings. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration is approving a new treatment for COVID-19. NPR's Richard Harris reports it's manufactured by pharmaceutical maker Eli Lilly.
The drug is called a monoclonal antibody. It has to be given by IV infusion, an expensive process that involves going to an emergency room or an infusion center. Most people with mild to moderate symptoms don't end up in the hospital, so it won't actually benefit most people who get it. The FDA has limited its use to people at highest risk of illness, that is, people over 65 and people with underlying health conditions, including obesity.
NPR's Richard Harris. The Vatican has issued a lengthy report critical of the role of three papacies over an ex-cardinal. The official was elevated despite allegations of decades of sexual misconduct. NPR Silvio Poggioli reports most of the blame falls on Pope John Paul II.
Pope Francis ordered the investigation following allegations made by a former altar boy in 2017 that the now defrocked Theodore McCarrick groped him when he was a teenager in New York. The report states that numerous bishops and popes downplayed or dismissed rumors about McCarrick. The most striking revelation is that Pope John Paul II, a saint since 2014, appointed McCarrick Archbishop of Washington in 2000, despite a letter from the late New York Cardinal John O'Connor. O'Connor said the move was imprudent because McCarrick was known to invite seminarians to sleep in the same bed with him. The report implies John Paul's experience in communist Poland convinced him rumors about priests are used to damage the Catholic Church. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 104 points. The Nasdaq is down 205. This is NPR. The coronavirus continues to spread in the U.S. Johns Hopkins University says more than 119,000 diagnosed cases were reported on Monday. Reuters News Service reports more than 59,000 people are hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19. A prominent Palestinian spokesman and top peace negotiator who led talks with Israel for two decades has died. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem. He died of complications from COVID-19.
Saeb Erekat was a key figure in implementing the Oslo Peace Accords, which gave Palestinians limited autonomy. He led several rounds of peace talks with the aim to establish a Palestinian state and end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But the last talks broke down in 2014. Erekat caught the coronavirus and was treated in an Israeli hospital, angering some Israeli officials and some Palestinians. He suffered complications due to a previous lung transplant and died at the age of 65. Many Palestinians accuse Erekat of being willing to compromise too much in the quest for independence. He was one of the few who continued to champion the idea of negotiating peace with Israel. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Ada is low in the Gulf of Mexico, but getting stronger. It will continue to pour several more inches of rain on southern Florida today. The Hurricane Center also says a new storm has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. Subtropical storm Theta has set a record, making this year the busiest Atlantic hurricane season on record. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.